The FedGov now pretends to honor MLK after attempting to destroy him. The Aegis Alliance. On a national holiday with federal government approval, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It is of importance remembering how this same federal government viciously targeted this beloved orator and activist. Only days following his famous, I Have a Dream speech in Washington, D.C. during the year 1963, the FBI had declared him to be a threat. We must mark him now, if we have not done so before, as the most dangerous Negro of the future in this nation from the standpoint of communism, the Negro and national security, writes William Sullivan, an FBI domestic intelligence chief wrote in an internal memo. The FBI had set up a surveillance operation that was against him, tracked his sexual behavior, and attempted to use it for the purpose of blackmailing him. One such agent sent him a letter filled with bitter criticism and malice, which had been uncovered by a Yale historian and was released during the year 2014. King, look into your heart. You know you are a complete fraud and a complete liability to all of us Negroes. It reads, I repeat, you are a colossal fraud and an evil, vicious one at that. You could not believe in God and act as you do. Clearly you don't believe in any personal moral principles. It warned that, like all frauds, your end is approaching. The letter was referencing the sexual activities they had surveyed, which suggests a copy of this was included in the correspondence. No person can overcome facts, not even a fraud like yourself. Lend your sexually psychotic ear to the enclosure. You will find yourself and in all your dirt, filth, evil, and moronic talk exposed on the record for all time. Quote, you're finished. The letter threatens, with references to sexual orgies and calling him an abnormal animal. In closing, the letter implied that King should commit suicide. There is only one thing left for you to do. You know what it is. You have just 34 days. It read, you are done. There is but one way out for you. You better take it before your filthy, abnormal, fraudulent self is bared to the nation. In the year 1999, a civil trial jury had concluded that King's assassination was the result of a conspiracy that was a cover-up by multiple government agencies, the CIA and FBI included. The FBI's abuses aren't limited to Dr. King. During the 1960s, they destabilized and infiltrated black rights along with anti-war movements, among other targets, via the COINTELPRO operation as they were working to undermine the efforts of activists. Even around the times of alcohol prohibition, the FBI violated rights by wiretapping Americans so they could hunt bootleggers. Nearly 100 years later, the Bureau is still engaging in surveillance, and operates the Data Intercept Technology Unit, which works together with the NSA, and provides a key foundation for this agency's PRISM program. Furthermore, as Foreign Policy notes, the unit is the FBI's equivalent of the National Security Agency and the primary liaison between the spy agency and many of America's most important technology companies, including Google, Facebook, YouTube, and Apple. This agency doesn't just overstep within the realms of surveillance. It's made habits of luring in troubled individuals and persuades them into committing terror attacks, only to foil these attacks and praise them to the public as victories in successfully thwarted credible threats. Agents have been operating child porn sites in order to catch pedophiles, colludes with gangsters, injecting their narratives onto the mass media, and urges informants to sleep with otherwise unknowing members of circles they're surveying. The agency also advocates against privacy repeatedly, fear-mongered about the dangers of encrypting, and one FBI forensics expert recently showed criticism of Apple, calling the company evil geniuses and jerks for making their smartphones tough to crack. As Americans commemorate the heroism and leadership of Martin Luther King Jr., they should also be remembering the huge efforts this powerful government agency took in tearing him down. Also that their attempts made to blackmail him are just one example of foul play, corruption, and the violating of basic human rights. Kyle James Lee. The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.